We've been wondering whether young veterans, those who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan, are joining the veterans of foreign wars, whether VFW is doing anything to appeal to them, to revitalize an organization whose membership has been shrinking. And we went to Tualatin, Oregon, outside Portland, to ask about that. Early morning on a Thursday, the griddle is sizzling, and Bill Phillips is in charge of breakfast.
We're going to have sausage, links, hamburger gravy, country gravy, omelets, cheesy eggs. Oh, biscuits.
This summer, VFW Post 3452 moved into a fancy new home, out of a dumpy old mildewy Quonset hut basement, up to a new hall full of light, with a shiny professional kitchen, granite countertops, a 52-inch flat-screen TV. And the hall has a new name, Lemke Hall, named for Marine Corporal Matthew Lemke.
His friends called him Lumpy. It was a name given to him by a football coach. I was never fond of it, but...
That's Claudia Lemke remembering her son, number 70 on his high school football jersey, excited to join the Marines.
We tried to talk him out of it. We envisioned him going to school.
Matthew Lemke served two tours in Iraq and was on foot patrol in Afghanistan this past June when he stepped on an IED. He died of complications several weeks later. He was 22. Pretty soon, the family heard from the VFW they wanted to name the new building after Matt.
We think it's awesome that they decided to do that. What an honor. He would not understand what all the fuss is about.
Does this seem like a place that your son would have liked to come?
I think younger guys don't think of themselves as joining this type of organization, but I think as they come back and find out that they're missing out on some of their benefits, that this type of organization will be helpful to them.
Look around the hall at breakfast, though, and you see the trouble.
Remember I mentioned at the meeting about a VFW poppy poker run?
Mm-hmm.
It's a room full of gray heads filled with old memories.
Well, I was in the Navy between 61 and 65, served in Vietnam.
And I served in Vietnam in 72 and 3.
Vietnam, 67, 68.
I served in Vietnam, Dong Ha, Quang Tri, in 67, 68.
The veterans gather after breakfast to talk about their new space and a new approach.
Well, I like to think that the reason that we built this hall wasn't for us, but was for the Iraqi veterans.
That's Bill Phillips, the post quartermaster. He says their former hall was a place of conflict.
We met and argued once a month, and it was definitely an old man thing, and there was nothing really social about it. It was more combative. So we set out to attract the new veterans, and we also hope, because a lot of us are Vietnam veterans, that we could open the doors for these young men and women who are fighting for us. Naming the hall after Matt is sending that message.
Would there have been veterans who said, I don't like this new idea of what you're trying to do with outreach to the younger kids coming back? That's not what VFW is for me.
Well, if I could speak.
This is the post commander, Ron Holland.
And we had a couple old members that when he brought up that he wanted for the Iraqi Afghan people and we were going to do this and that, and literally we had a member says, we don't want a bunch of crazies around.
As if we're not.
Head cases. And
Bill, you said as if we're not.
As if we're not. One of the things that was brought up was PTSD. And one of the members says, we shouldn't be touching PTSD. And there's many of us, we suffer from PTSD. Well, we were, I actually had one of the old members tell me that everything was fine here until the Vietnam veteran guys came. As if we weren't allowed to be in the VFW. And, I mean, that's holding on to those memories that we've got to move on. We've got to open our doors, and that's our mission. Our mission is to help veterans, period. And that wasn't happening.
Like Bill Phillips, Ron Holland also remembers coming back from Vietnam and feeling ostracized by the vets from World War II.
The World War II was the real war. They looked at Korean vets as, well, that was a police action. They looked at Vietnam as, hey, that wasn't a real war either. And I didn't feel comfortable around all the old guys.
Do you think a young person right now coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan might say, I don't feel comfortable around all those old guys. They're as old as my dad, maybe my grandfather.
We may be as old as our grandfathers, but the idea is that we have a desire to accept them and support them and be there for them. And one of the things that I've made clear, and the membership here has been really good about it, is every time someone walks in that door you don't know, you go over and you greet them. Make them feel comfortable. If they're a veteran, this is their home.
The Tualatin Post has about 200 active members. Of those, about 35 are recent recruits from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And after we talk, one of the vets enters the names of new members into the computer.
10, 12, 14, 16, 18 names here.
All National Guard members on active duty in Iraq, all of them recruited by one of the youngest members of this post.
My name is Nicky Cologne. Right now I'm with the 141st Infantry Division here in Portland, Oregon, National Guard. I served 3 tours in Iraq and Kuwait.
Nicky Cologne is 48. We meet up during his lunch break. He works at a security company. He couldn't be at the VFW post for breakfast.
They have these breakfasts when we have to work. You know, a lot of us have to work during the time. We're not retired like some of these guys are, and they just stay home and all that. And they need to understand that.
But what does that tell you? If that's when they're scheduling events still...
They need to change it. Yeah, the breakfast changes to Sundays or Saturdays when everybody's off and you have more of a crowd who show up.
For those people who are thinking, VFW, that's such a dinosaur. That's just part of a different time, a different age. What do you say?
I say it is a dinosaur, and we need to change it. You know, the guys are passing away, those old timers. Very nice people. Good history in the VFW. That's the one thing I love about it, the history in it. But we need to stop putting our history in there. They need somebody to carry on the legacy for the kids that come after us.
All around Portland, there are VFW posts that have closed their doors in recent years as members died and funds dried up. In Tualatin, Post 3452 is counting on its new building, with Matthew Lemke's name on it and new members, to keep it going. As one veteran told me, I don't want to be the last one standing here.